In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to Earth, caught in this struggle through the whole universe, robotic warriors.
Perceptor here. Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us as Weird Wolf, Insane Galvatron, Cyburn 2, God Convoy, Mirai Baby, Natsume Ryu, and Plasticon Reviews discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, can you take the chorus stop?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 72, recorded December 6th. 2013. I am Weird Wolf. Along with me this week is Plasticon Reviews.
How's it going, guys?
Suede 66, our newest cast member.
That's right. What's going on, everybody?
And joining us hopefully a little bit later will be Sideburn 2. He had a dinner with his parents and stuff tonight, and he's kind of celebrating some great life events that's occurred to him recently, and we hope that he can join us in later. He intends to, but he may not be able to. Big question mark right now is Insane Galvatron. He joined right as we was getting ready to broadcast, and then he got a phone call. So, as I mentioned on the intro, our newest cast member is Suede 66. He was a guest a few weeks back, and the reason we've added him and we welcome him is because we're going to try something a little bit different than what we have been doing. For listeners who have listened for the last, however long we've been going, we typically broadcast on a Thursday night around 9 o'clock. Sometimes we start later at 9:30. And we realize that this is difficult for a lot of people. To join in whenever our schedule kind of is hectic. So we're trying to rectify that. And
the reason we've added him and we welcome him is
I'm having an audio issue here. Okay. I was hearing the YouTube audio coming through. But the reason we've kind of taken our cast and had some of them for a Tuesday slot and some of them for a Friday slot. And it was suggested, I believe it was Cyburn 2 suggested that we move to a Friday night. That way, if we do run long on a Friday night, most people typically are able to stay up later on a Friday night because they don't have to go to work on Saturday. We also are going to do a second show a week on Tuesdays, or first show, however you want to look at it. We're going to do those on Tuesdays, also beginning at 8 p.m., like the Friday show. We want to start earlier. That way, it's a little bit easier for people to join in and enjoy the show. And we want to try, emphasis on the word try, to keep the length of the episode to about an hour, hour and a half per episode. I know we've got a few episodes that we've went close to 4 hours before, and it's a valid thing. I know because depending on the subject, we've had special guests. I know the Gary Chalk episode went at least 3 hours, and we've had a couple really good discussions that went rather lengthy. But on the average, we want to keep to about an hour and a half. Length. If we go a few minutes over, fine, but on average. Also, joining us as a regular cast member, as his job allows it, will be Chad Williams from SlagaCon. He'll be on the Friday show, and then more familiar faces will be on the Tuesday show, as we'll have Mirai Baby, Natsume, Insane Galvatron, and Guard Convoy on that show. And every now and then, as schedules dictate, people from one show or the other may drift over to help out on a on the other show. And we'll go as long as this is feasible. I know I'll probably be starting back to work here in the next month, hopefully, knock on wood. You know, my work schedule may not allow for that. But we hope that you enjoy some of these changes. And if you have any feedback on them, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at podcast@tfylp.com or tweet us at TFYLP. We are also broadcasting live as we are recording this on YouTube right now. If you listen to us on the downloadable version from iTunes or tftalk.net, be aware that we also have a YouTube channel. And on that YouTube channel, you can comment in the comments section. I'm monitoring it as we speak. And if you have any comments,
you can email us at podcast@tfylp.
I keep getting that feedback again. It is so crazy. and I know Swage is also monitoring it too. So if you have any questions, you can ask it in there. Or again, tweet us at TFYLP. Trying to think. There were some other things that I wanted to talk about. Oh, yes. another mention. We do have a contest going on for the KFC Justice Iron Paw. Whenever we reach our 100th YouTube subscriber, which we're about 30, 35 away now, whenever we reach our 100th YouTube subscriber, we will choose one lucky subscriber out of our YouTube viewers who meet the following criteria. You subscribe to our channel, you have joined our Facebook group, and link to us in your signature on a message board such as TFW or the AllSpark, Sabertron. If you do not post on a message board, please at least share our podcast on Twitter, Facebook, wherever you interact with other fans. And if we can prove that you've done one of the all of those three things, then you will become eligible. The one person will become eligible to win a free third-party steel jaw from TFYLP. So now that we've got all that fancy footwork out of the way, how was your Thanksgiving last week? Plasticon?
Mine was pretty good. We did our traditional thing where she uses like 5 crock pots and puts a bunch of stuff together. It's just crazy how she cooks. It went really well, but it's kind of silly because the following day our older son got a fever and turned out having roseola, which sucked because he was bad stomach ache, and the little one is going through stomach issues himself, so just had to deal with that. And then she ends up getting a cold. Luckily I haven't gotten anything yet, so I'm crossing my fingers and hope nothing happens there. But yeah, throughout the whole weekend I had to deal with that, but I mean, other than that, I think it was a pretty good.
You had a had some good tryptophan poisoning there, I guess.
Yes,
I know we had a really good time. We went to my parents' house. They live about an hour and a half away from here, and my wife, she cooked a turkey that had been soaking in a brine of Jack Daniels and maple syrup for about 30 hours. And then right before she threw it in the oven, she laced bacon across the top of it, all across the whole turkey. And it was fantastic. There was like none of it left, hardly. So yeah, we had some really good food. Tried my camera out and took some family portraits and took some pictures of my brother and his girlfriend for them, and had a really good time. So how about you, Swage?
Oh, you know, nothing as awesome as a whiskey-laden turkey. but, you know, the usual. Spend some time with family, eat some food, crap my pants, get some hookers. usual Swage tactics. I did do something a little bit different. I actually crapped on my girlfriend's dog also.
What?
He kind of got me a little upset, and I figured, hey, you know what? This is going to happen for you, fella. Say thanks. And so, you know, rubbed his face in it a little bit, said, happy Thanksgiving, have some turkey, get out of my face. No. Wow. No, I didn't really do that to the dog. I really wanted to do that to the dog, but I didn't. But all hookers aside, it was pretty good, nice and smooth. You know, just hung out, had some food, attempted to watch football without passing out. So usual stuff, nothing major.
You know, I didn't watch a single football game. I haven't watched a single football game all season. So
because you're a hater.
Yeah, I'm a hater. I'm a baseball and basketball fan, so it's NBA season now, so and college basketball, so you know, hopefully.
Yeah, it was a good weekend for football. Past week or two, a couple exciting games. But that's all I'm going to talk about sports. I'm done with that crap, so.
Yeah. Yes. Well, let's move on to our Ouch My Wallet segment. Ouch My Wallet is brought to you, as usual, by CapturedPrey.com. Captured Prey, great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com. You can find a lot of great things there, such as the KFC Iron Paw. This is also provided to us by CapturedPrey.com. And I know they've got a lot of great things in stock that just recently came in stock. I believe, what was it? New arrivals. Oh, the Chaos Paladin. Recently went in stock, and I know a lot of people have been waiting on that, and they are currently still in stock as I'm looking at it right now. $79 from Captured Prey, awesome price, I believe. From what I've been hearing, is an awesome toy. Swage, I believe you picked up one of those, didn't you?
Yeah, I had that thing on pre-order since February, and man, totally worth the wait. I mean, especially being into black and purple black and orange is my favorite colors. Purple always looking good on the robots. Man, open that box, dude. It's unreal. I mean, you got to piece it together, but it's real nice and easy. Everything's you know, great joints. Paint's perfect. Nothing is crappy. There's no weird mold spots. Just a totally awesome figure. I mean, for $80, I can't imagine. Too much touching it. You know, I know like the Hypernova, however you want to say it, you know, that thing's amazing, but it's almost you know, over twice as much.
Yeah.
But Chaos Paladin is freaking amazing. I mean, it really is. It looks evil, and you know, for $80 for that big of a figure that can turn into so many things.
Well, it's meant to be awesome. The Fallen, so I believe, or an homage to the Fallen. How big is it in comparison to another figure?
Well, he's bigger than like a Classics Voyager for sure. I mean, he's got some size on one of those.
Oh wow!
Bulk wise, he's probably as wide as a Voyager Classics is tall.
So he's probably what would you say, maybe ultra sized?
He's, I'll tell you what, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm gonna whip this thing out.
Huh. Okay.
Get accurate. You know what I'm saying? We gotta feed the mass good info.
All right. We'll move on to Plasticon while you get it out and play with it some.
You know it.
Plasticon, what about your Ouch My Wallet this week?
I received both of those knockoff Ball Cybertron Bruticus. They get those. One of them I've actually been putting reviews up for. It's a word of warning. It's not a great set. That one is not. But the other one, you guys will end up seeing my review for it, but it's pretty good. It's not bad.
Which, speaking of reviews, we had a big Thanksgiving Day drop of a lot of G2 GoBot reviews that you did. I noticed you've got a few more. I know we'll probably be adding those really soon as well, for a collection version of your YouTube reviews.
Yeah, I had all the G2 GoBots, and I wanted to do the entire line. Now, I do know that there's some prototype ones that were never released, and me and my magic paint and doing what I'm going to do, I'm probably end up getting hold of some and making my own, so that way I can actually release an actual physical thing to show people. I do this a lot to help out the community, to make them aware of certain things that were never released, but I do take a lot of pride and care in how I do this stuff, because it's really fun. Another thing I got, and some of you guys following me on Facebook have seen this, this is probably going to go into your Ouch My Wallet as well, but I did get the first two of the Fans Project Retro Future Bots. These things are insane, great quality. I'm totally blown away. I can't be happier. They do exactly what I expected them to do. And these things are just cool. Something I found out between the Tail Club and Fangrow that I noticed nobody else has ever reviewed is you can actually swap the heads of the animals around.
Oh, really?
Which is hilarious. So I'm one of those kind of guys, I try to find every Easter egg I can in their toy yet. Yeah. Because, I mean, these are very simple transformation, you know.
G1-esque.
They're very Generation 1 Scramble City. That's exactly what they are. A Generation Scramble City with I would say Power Master, Brain Master, Headmaster gimmick.
I think it's closest to the Brain Master gimmick.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. It is closer to a Brain Master gimmick, because even I got a KO version of Star Saber here that I'm going to be working on customizing while we're doing this cast. But obviously, you guys can tell he doesn't even have a head in there until you actually do the Brain Master, which I've got completely torn apart right now because I'm working on actually customizing that portion of it. But it's a very cool set of robots. I highly suggest anybody to get into these. I don't care if you guys are like the big sticklers, like I'm going to have an over-articulated robot.
Yeah.
These things are awesome. Don't pass them up because there's way too many engineering gimmicks within these that you guys would just love.
There definitely is. I mean, I'm getting ready to do a live opening of Tail Club here in a moment. So whenever you get done with your Ouch My Wallet, we'll switch cameras here.
I believe that's all I've got other than the other three. I'm just waiting on them to come in the mail.
Yeah. I actually, it's ironic, I placed the pre-order for, I was able to finally sell the third-party RC that I had up, and I got it shipped out this morning within an hour of the auction closing. With the money from that, I turned right around and got in there and got my pre-order done for the remaining three Glacial Bots. And I came back from the post office and I forgot to check the mail because we have this huge ice storm going on right now, and I was trying to do 100 things at one time. And I checked the mail and had a package notification in the mail. And I went back to the post office and the guy's like, "Back again?" And I said, "Yeah." He handed me a box, and it was the Retro Future guys, and I'm like, it couldn't have been any better timing. So,
yeah, I was blown away the second I got those things home, cracked them open, and started playing with them, and I got messages. Somebody on Facebook was like, "Are you gonna sticker them up? Are you gonna leave the stickers off?" And I'm like, "I'm gonna sticker them up. I plan on keeping them. I'm putting this thing's gonna get Autobot logos. Why? Because I need some animal combiner to fight against Predaking
or Abominus." So, I think he's more of a an Abominus type antithesis, in my opinion. But yeah, I agree with you. He is so awesome. I've got Fangrow here. I'll go ahead and switch cameras here. Hopefully it won't look too screwy and won't end the call. But I'm gonna switch cameras here so we can kind of view the what I'm doing here. This is Fangrow, first two Glacial Bots. He turns into a saber-toothed cat. So awesome. I know a lot of YouTube reviewers have really went over these guys, but I don't know if you've had a chance to see them or not yet. So I'm going to take a chance to open Tail Club here. But before I do that, I do want to give a shout out to Michael Garcia from Facebook. I was able to pick up Stone Crusher, MicroMaster Stone Crusher, or Cruncher, I believe.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, MicroMaster Combiner. Love this guy. I'm still in the search for the, I can't remember what the names of them are, but it's the guys from the Metro Squad that I need. They're similar to color to this, but they're like a light green.
I know the one you're talking about. I have them. Yeah. They're missing the crane bit that's on the back.
I don't want them unless they have the actual buckets on them, though.
Right.
Which is really hard to find.
That's what's crazy. Even if you try to like search eBay and all these other places, you cannot find those things anywhere. Like the bits and pieces for them. They're gone. So.
Yeah.
Come on, like some third party somebody. Make some reproduction parts for those things.
All right. We're going to crack open the Glacial Bots here. We'll crack open Tail Club here.
Man, I didn't have no ouch my wallet. Fine.
Well, we'll
He's
get to you here.
Ouch's wallet.
I'll finish it, and then we'll switch over to you. But as you can see, the box has got like a faux damage to it, or faux aging. It's got a very G1-esque name badge to it, like the season 3 Transformers did. I'm kind of assuming it's supposed to be a good guy or Autobots because of the red and orangish packaging. But we'll kind of cut into the tape here if I can actually get my knife in here. And it is now no longer mint sealed box. Oh my god! I'm gonna open it up.
Somebody's having some rage right now.
Yes.
I can't believe he opened a mint sealed thing. Oh my god!
You idiot!
But as you slide it out, sorry, I bumped the mic there. But as you slide it out, you've got there's really nothing else in there, but it's got a nice little box to it. But yeah, I know that's what she said. But you got a partially applied sticker sheet, as if you had purchased a vintage figure that partially had the stickers applied, and the instructions, a very G1-esque instruction sheet. And I'm going to opt to not apply the remaining stickers. I know Plasticon, you said you were going to, but I'm opting not to. It's not for resale value or anything, but merely because I kind of like them the way they are out of the package. But it's really nice styrofoam packaging that you got here. You got the little Tail Club and everything. Kind of looks like a spiky penis. And
yum.
Yes. I don't know where this plugs in at. I guess it kind of plugs in back here somewhere. I don't know. Might help to actually get my instructions out and look at them. But how does that plug in there? Do you know?
It slides in.
Okay. I see it now. Yeah.
Just
yes. Like
that.
Yeah. Slides in right there. And this guy. Hopefully, you guys can see. Can you see really well what I'm doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the animal form, and then of course you still got
the horn on his head.
Horn on his head. Oh, he does have a horn on his head. Yes.
You flip it forward.
Mine's kind of being.
It's a little stiff. I'll tell you right now.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's kind of cool. I don't know if you can see it on the camera there, but part of his sticker's got like a little curl in it, so it's not like perfectly applied either. That's kind of a nice touch. I can't get my horn up.
They got a pill for that.
There it goes. Yes, it's a little blue pill. Okay, I gave him this little blue pill there and made him horny there. But then what's also cool is they come with these little partners, kind of like a brain master. And I'm going to go ahead and open this guy up too. Don't want to peel way too much. Yeah, just peel it normally. I hate creasing it, but because I like to every now and then put things back in the package and look at it. Since he's kind of covered up by the box, I'm not going to concern myself too much with ripping this part. But open him up.
I'm just waiting for somebody to do like reproduction card backs and then give us clamshells to put those in.
Oh, yeah, that might be kind of cool.
Actually, there is a guy that's working on something like that I know he's doing it for cassettes, although he hasn't really given a date or anything. So those could be coming in the future as well.
That'd be awesome, because that'll help out like a lot of the people that have loose ones that you can't put it back in the package because it's ripped off the card back. So.
Yeah. Yep.
That'd be sweet.
But this guy, he kind of like slides down in here as a rider. It's kind of like a combination of the Dino Riders, the Breast Masters, or I'm sorry, the Brain Masters, and G1 Combiners is what the feel I get with these guys. But totally awesome, very very G1-esque. I'm not going to transform him right now. I'll probably fiddle with him while Swage is talking about Chaos Paladin, but. But you know, very G1-esque. Not you know, he's kind of got the bricky legs and everything, so he doesn't have the articulation that you would expect from a modern toy. But these are not meant to be modern-esque. But really, really love these guys. I can't wait for Tusker and what was it, the Mega something other
Mega Zero.
Mega Zero. Yeah, what an awesome name. And. There was another guy, I can't remember his name either, but he turns into the rhinoceros, I believe. But
yeah.
Super awesome, awesome guys.
Razor Spike.
Yes, Razor Spike. But that's pretty much my wallet this week. Swage, you want to take back over? And
oh, man. Well, you know, since I left my job so I could sell full time and try to get the site going. I definitely always got a bunch of crap coming in now. But getting the Chaos Paladin and this one I got for me. Wow. So here's him assembled straight out of the box. I mean, he just pieces together. So it's kind of hard to see here. But for size comparison, here's Virus, which is another Ouch My Wallet entry. And he's a good inch and a half, 2 inches taller almost.
I just like how those fit in really nice.
I mean, just look. I mean, that's just the one piece of weaponry. Yeah, I mean, this thing right here is almost as big as Virus. I mean, this thing is huge. And, I mean, I saw a couple of people that said that he feels too light, but, I mean, he feels real sturdy. And, I mean, he looks a lot bigger than he is, but he's still pretty sizable, especially, like I said, he's got, you know, that's right next to the Phase Project Virus, which is the Black Chrome Dome. Also included, I don't know if you saw it, I just slapped Blesser on there.
Oh, nice!
I was lucky to get off of a guy from TFW. But yeah, that's just straight up. This dude is gigantic. I mean, you know, Chrome Dome, or I'm sorry, Virus isn't exactly a small figure.
No,
I mean he's pretty tall.
He's like a tall or a large deluxe is what he's like.
Yeah, so I mean you can see here. I mean he towers over him really, and especially, and like I was saying, he's almost as tall as these are wide. I mean it's almost right on the money, shoulder to cannons there. So. Those were the big boppers for me that I'm keeping. I never got to open this one because I've been packing stuff up. But I got my little custom Creon Soundwave going on.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Didn't we look at those in Toys R Us?
Yeah, we did. And the funny thing is, I found them with an online retailer that will go unnamed. Because a guy that I had done a deal with in, I want to say, the Netherlands... he said, hey, you know, if you happen to come across, I want to say Ironhide, he said, you know, let me know, and, you know, I'll pay you, because, you know, everybody wants, like, $20 or $30 just to ship a little $5 toy.
Yeah.
So I just said, you know what? The hell with it. You know, because I know I'm going to want the Soundwave, and hopefully I can trade off the other four. So I got that, and, you know, I just, you know, I shipped that out to him pretty much for cost. And of course, I'm keeping the Soundwave for now. So there's the first couple, and then, because, you know, you actually got the sponsor plug right for the first time in a couple weeks without having any snafus. Captured Prey, which also came in with my long overdue Thanks Make Toys Chaos Paladin, which was obviously nobody's fault. It just took forever. But I did get my SG Bird Bomber Box Bomber set, finally.
Nice.
So I'm happy about that. And then, even though I've seen some reports of issues with the knees, I was able to get the Jet Dancer Slam Tank.
Oh, sweet.
Because, you know, it's all about some cassettes up in this biatch. And, yeah. Let me see, I got an Assaulter. He's, where am I going? Look at that. Even got a free Autobot Repro on there, because I keep it gangsta. And sticking with the evil guys, I got Arania, because she's wicked and sweet and super sexy.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that one turns out.
It turns out sexy and amazing.
You played with it yet, or just?
Oh, I've been too busy licking the box. Look at that! Look at that!
I know, it's awesome. That's why I'm asking. Like, are you gonna play with it?
Baby. Let me see. Oh, another one from Captured Prey. Great toys, great prices, great service. Look at that. First try. Got the Nemesis Primars.
Oh,
which. I see some people hating on, but you know what? I just wanted the jetpack, but honestly, this goofy dude on the front here, he's actually pretty sweet. I
like those super deformed things. I think they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, the only thing really SD that I have is a little Choro Q Soundwave, which is, like, stupid rare. And if we just, you know, being the real robot, I gotta have some Soundwave and some crazy cassettes. That's the only super deformed thing I've ever really had. But this little dude, just straight out the box. I mean, look at that! Look at that!
That is slick. Oh, they do totally transform. Cool. Okay.
Yeah, and he turns into a little big fat-headed bastard too. But in the meantime, he's a sweet truck. Like, he is a sweet, sweet truck.
Damn you! Now
I love it. It looks it's so cartoony looking. I really love it. That's what I like.
If you really want to make him look super deformed. you cut his balls off there a little bit, or his butt.
Does he have a die cast on him?
No, I'm not feeling any die cast here. But he's not lightweight. I mean, for what he is, he's he's pretty sturdy. I haven't really, like I said, I've been trying to do all this other stuff, so I haven't really got to play with anything too much. But I mean, right out the box, I mean, he feels good. You know, it doesn't feel like if you drop him, he's gonna shatter into 30 pieces or anything. Got some good weight. And then also, this is straight out of the box. This is the jetpack that's going to slap on to your United Convoy or the Voyager San Diego Comic-Con Nemesis, which is, you know, this is obviously going to be the main attraction for this bad boy. But yeah, I like it. Black, teal, red, and, you know, trucks. Who doesn't like black trucks?
You're going to slap it on that one that I traded to you?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I have that actually sitting out in my car so that I didn't get confused and sell the wrong one, because I actually have an extra one.
Oh.
And I wanted to make sure I didn't sell the wrong one. So that's. I think we're good on the Ouch My Wallet for me. I don't have enough stuff going on over here, you know.
You could go on for
to get everything played with and transformed. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but like Chaos didn't take that long. And that one's definitely going to be my favorite. I mean, I can't show this off enough. I mean, he's black, he's orange, he has gigantic guns and a sword, he turns into 500 things, he'll totally sleep with your best friend's mom. I mean, I don't know what else to say about him. He's awesome.
I just think it's so cool because, I mean, even if you weren't, like, a big fan of, like, all the little power core combiners, you can at least buy, like, the deluxe box just to plug into that thing because it has so many lumbering arm bits. Make those.
Yeah, well, the weird thing is with this one, I don't know what you would plug into it because of the color schemes.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you wanted to, obviously, you could. But again, you know, there's other options. Like, you can take most of those pieces off, and he has its own separate robot mode and then, like, a drone tank.
Yeah.
That's completely, you know, autonomous on its own. Or if you want to use some of the power core combiners, which I kind of regret not getting into because I was kind of like, the first ones I saw were the combiners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not paying $20-$30 for one transformer and four chess pieces. But, you know, obviously now, you know, if you have the base figure, especially some of the two-pack scouts, I know Heavy Tread goes for big money, which I don't understand why, other than maybe...
He's actually pretty phenomenal. I have the entire line.
I had one, sold it, and I didn't know. The guy was like, oh my god, if you can beat $50, I'm like, $50 for a power core combiner? It's only one.
Well, it's because Heavy Tread, honestly, I think had the best transformation out of all of them because everybody loves a big, healthy tank. But there's some other ones in the line that I think that are, you know, if they decide to sell those off and those actually sell extremely well, I can see them probably coming up with a new line of that kind of thing so that way I'll plug into the other ones to make the other ones look better. There's some in the line that were completely garbage, but there are some that's like,
Overrun. Give me a
cool Yeah, Overrun wasn't the best. Yeah, I mean, Overrun those actually
was garbage. I'm sorry, he was straight up garbage.
Well, I don't know. I kind of have a soft spot for those too because I have both Overrun and Leadfoot. It's also known as Spastic. Yeah. Oh my god, just custom in some other language. But I've got those. I actually kind of like the idea that the tailpipes became part of the fingers. You know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't, their combined mode looked kind of odd, but like his stagnant robot mode wasn't bad. So,
yeah, I kind of figured Heavy Tread, going back to the value of him, I thought maybe it was because of the Mobine armor.
That's another reason.
I didn't know if he's like the best fitting one, because I know there's some that they say you can't even, you know, you can't even mess with it for, you know, like the jungle and the marine. So I didn't know if that was part of the reason, because again, you know, I've never had BCCs except for extras I got in and I sold. But I mean, what pisses me off is I actually had a jungle armor and I sold it thinking they were actually going to get released, but it kind of looks like that jungle armor is never going to make it over here. Which, you know, that'd be something I'd like to keep had I paid attention. But you know, I see some places are still, you know, they still have it on pre-order, but it's like, when's it going to get here? I mean, it took over a year for Chaos Paladin, and I think it's approaching that same timeline for the Mobine kits as well. So hopefully,
kind of put them on the back burner with everything.
It's probably because the market right now is so flooded with all those third-party combiners and such that they don't know whether those are actually going to sell or not, because it is kind of a bad time for those, because you have all those, you know, like the Minasaur and all those that came out, and then like two different versions of Predaking. People drop the money on those. They're not going to drop them on the other ones, so it might be good for them to hold off for a little while.
Honestly, for me though, like I'm going to be straight up, like, Chaos Paladin is really, like, I can't believe how sweet it is. Like, when I got it, I was like, I waited almost a year for this thing. You know, you better bring the thunder with this. And as soon as I opened the box, I mean, I was just like, my jaw just fell. And if they brought out the Mobines, I mean, there's a lot of stuff I'd pass up third-party-wise for that. You know, if I could get a hold of the Jungle and Marine again, especially, you know, I think originally they pre-ordered between $45 and $50. And for what you're getting, like, I mean, it's awesome. You know, even if you don't get the core figure, I mean, you're talking $45-$50 to build a gigantic thing out of a $3 clearance toy. You know, you can't really beat that too often.
Who is it that makes it? Make Toy?
Make Toys, yeah.
Yeah, Make Toys does it. I think it was TFC that did the The ones that look like the World War II tanks.
Yeah, that's the Iron Army.
And actually, that Iron Army, from what I hear, is not that bad either.
I actually had it. I traded it away at... sold it at Shardicon this past year. But I was actually really pleased with it. To me, it worked the best with both Bomb Shock and Heavy Tread. My favorite was with Heavy Tread. But I kind of wanted a more Bruticus look to it, so I had him on Bomb Shock most of the time.
Right.
Yeah, if you don't want to have to spend a few hundred dollars to have a big giant Bruticus, the Iron Army is actually a really good option.
Yeah.
It's not as super detailed or sturdy, but I mean you save like $150, $200 to piece it together.
You can still get them, I think, too, from Captured Prey, actually.
Or you can get them used from me. Know what I'm saying?
do you have them too?
I do have a set.
Nudging. I might actually want to get them myself. I'm probably going to get them off you.
Well, there you go. Only $8 billion, dog. But you get free shipping and insurance. Oh,
no, they're sold out. They're sold out on Captured Prey, but they were $35 a piece.
They're sold out. That means they're $12 million, dog.
Yeah. They were.
And you get insurance, you know what I'm saying? You get an autograph. You get all kinds of cool shit. Stuff, whatever. My bad.
But yeah, they come in two packs, you know, one tank, one airplane, and they were $35 a piece. Not bad. I mean, I really liked them, but there were other things out there I wanted more. So I went with that. Let's see here. I believe that'll do it for Ouch My Wallet this week. Ouch My Wallet, again, has been brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. CapturedPrey.com. And also subscribe to us on YouTube and become a person eligible to win a KFC Iron Paw. Our discussion topic this week, we're going to talk about our top 5 or 10 favorite or most wanted items, Transformer wise and third party wise, for Christmas this year as a Transformer collector. A little heads up, in the next week or so, TFYLP and Captured Prey, we're going to be doing a video that we're going to upload, and it's going to be a holiday wish list, top 10 holiday wish list for 2013 for the Transformers collectors. Those of you Transformers collectors out there who are like me, that has a spouse or a significant other that absolutely has zero interest in Transformers, and they kind of gloss over whenever you start talking about Optimus Prime. You know, asking for a Transformer, unless you show them specifically what you want, it takes a little bit of the surprise out of it. Well, maybe if you can direct them to this video that we're going to produce, then you can show them, you know, one of these items on here I would love to have. You know, and you can tell them, you know, which ones you don't have. But we're going to talk about each item. We're not going to go into so much detail this combines with the G1 combiners and all that stuff. You know, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about things very simply in a way that hopefully spouses and other significant others who aren't a Transformer fan would understand and maybe help people get some Transformers for Christmas. So our discussion topic this week, the holiday wish list for 2013. Who wants to go first on that?
I think Plasticon wants to go first.
Oh, I'm being voluntold now.
Yeah, voluntold.
You know, when I'm involved, either me or someone I know is going to order you around. You should have already been prepared. You're a professional.
I must say, though, get these Retro Future guys if you can get a hold of them. I know these two guys are sold out online, but you know, if you get some collectors that absolutely hate them, which shame on them, these guys are so awesome. I mean, they're as you can see, these two guys are roughly G1 combiner limb size. And as you can see from the heads, it looks like they are Scramble City compatible. So, yeah, I highly recommend these.
They
guys
are Scramble City compatible. What are you talking about? I plugged these already into Defense Ore.
Okay. I don't have one except for I don't have one except for Ruination right now, so
I can't grab Ruination and plug them in.
No. It's like you get a military vehicle and plug a Ice Age beast into it. That looks stupid. Now, if I had Abominus or something, that might work better.
It's the whole point that they're Scramble City.
Yeah. But a reminder also that we are broadcasting live. We are broadcasting live, so if you want to interact with us while we are talking about our discussion topic tonight, you can comment in the comment section on the YouTube channel, which YouTube's comment section has gone to crap. Honestly, I hate the way it works now. But, we are monitoring that, as well as tweet us at TFYLP if you have any questions or comments on what we're talking about tonight. So, Plasticon, your top, how many figures were you able to come up with for your wish list?
My wish list, and it's stuff, a few things I've already pre-ordered since they're kind of wish list. And when I get them, I just want to get them. A few of them are the last three of the Retro Future Bots. Obviously, a lot of you guys have already seen that, but I want to plug Capture Prey here for a second, but I had pre-ordered this already. I'm waiting on this because I have every version of this combiner except for the San Diego Comic-Con one, and I don't have the Takara version, but I mean, I want this because this will completely fix every issue there is with that Bruticus mold, as far as I'm concerned, because there's a lot of people who complain about it, and I think it's still probably one of the most definitive Scramble Cities we've gotten in a long time, and I absolutely love it, so that's why I want that.
Yeah, who's the manufacturer on that one?
On this one, I want to say it's X-Transbox. They had made an expansion kit, basically close to Crazy Debbie for Devastator. Some people that had gotten hold of it, they complained because, you know, the fingers and stuff like that were all messed up. Mine was fine. So there's, to me, it's like, I think it's a hit or miss. So, and the crazy thing is, the guy that developed this actually already put up a YouTube video, I'm thinking about a good 9-10 months back, about what he was going to do and how he went through the development process of coming up with this kit. And that kit, he was going to do like just 3D print everything and then go and try to get a mold made and then make them. Instead of doing that, he went on board with X-Transbots, and X-Transbots funded the project for him. So he already did all the legwork. So X-Transbots like, look, we'll produce it for you. So there you go. You garage kit builder guys out there, maybe if you hit up some of the third party guys, they might give you a shot if you have everything, all your ducks in a row. I mean, and you can't complain. It's awesome that that's actually being mass produced now. So
right. Kind of makes me wish. Kind of makes me wish I can. I had some a CAD program to kind of play around with, and see if I could put together. I have an idea up here in my noodle about a third party Abominus that I would love to have produced, but getting it out of here and into a visual form, whether in CAD or just in drawing, is a little bit hard for me right now. And I kind of wish I had a CAD program that maybe I could submit it to a third party company and say, hey, why don't you take a look at this? And you know, I don't know.
Well, I mean, my whole thing is, like, if you see what, you know, Fans Project's been doing, I mean, Fans Project comes up with these guys. If you look at the back of the box on Tusker, there's this big, gigantic, like, prototype type of artwork just like Generation 1 had a lot of that silly, artwork on the back where it had like a big battle going on. They have the same thing, but if you look on there, there's several bots they've already released, but there's some stuff there that has not been released. And two of them that are on there actually are combiners.
Ooh.
One of them is a big lumbering, gigantic robot. To me, everybody's saying, "Oh, well, that's the Minosaur or something like that." I'm like, "No, it's not. Look at the vehicles and stuff on it. Everything has a very blocky aesthetic, so it looks very G1."
They're going to do more retro future top.
I got a feeling they're going to end up. Yeah, they're going to end up coming out with probably like a larger lumbering bot that might disassemble and turn into a city. That'd be awesome if we got like a third party city bot that would just completely put the icing on the cake for me.
What if you had two of these bots and put like two of them together like this and then gave them like a knee joint, individually they
technically already have a knee joint in there.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, what I'm saying is like for the combined mode, you put them together and it's like one becomes the lower leg and the other one becomes the upper leg, and you have like a knee joint there,
and then you've got something like a Voyager size bot that plugs into all that and makes it like even bigger. That's an excellent idea, and I think that's really, really, really cool, because especially the way they re-engineered this and made it so you don't have to take the head of the little guy and plug it into the connection port on the other one, that you actually get to flip it around and there's a specialized peg for it, which I really wish the third party would just come out and just make like little die-cast pegs to replace every peg head there is in every Scramble City, so that way we could fix that issue.
Yeah.
Because that's honestly the issue. It's the plastic. If those were replaced with die-cast, it would be just fine, I think. Because it would be able to hold up to some of the strain that some of those older, larger bots have. Like, a lot of people don't understand the connection ports for like the arms. Some of those are pretty stiff. And if you're trying to push a piece of plastic into a plastic slot and that mechanism itself does not want to turn very well, it'll snap the head off. And that's why that happens all the time. So, somebody, if you're listening.
At Dynamite Toys, I believe it's Dave Staples, has tweeted us. He would definitely love to see a third-party Abominus followed or preceded by the Seacons. He would be a happy man. I know I would too, because
those are two of my favorites. Yes. As much as people complain, I mean, even BBTS still has little Seacons and only like $30 a piece. There you guys go, $30 for you guys out there that want a Generation 1 combiner for $30. All six robots to turn into Target Masters too.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah. But these guys here for completely new molds and new engineering, to be $30 a piece, not bad price. For the price.
I'm not afraid of this. To me, when I took this out, I felt like, because just the quality alone to this.
They feel G1 quality.
Oh my God, this thing feels like something I bought when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to play with it.
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem with some of the third-party combiners and stuff like that. When you get them, you put them together, and, oh, my God, this is loose, and it falls off, or this just isn't tight enough, and I got to go in and do something. Or they come out with, like, a fix, so they come out with their own third-party addition kit that fixes all those issues. And it's like, these don't have that issue. So,
yeah.
That's awesome.
They are very solid feeling.
So, I mean... it is my G1, G2 fanboy coming out, but it's like, come on. Re-release this thing in some crazy G2 colors, too. They should just do that. Just double-dip this thing. That'd be sick. I would love to see this thing in, like, some ice colors or something, like neon blue and green and stuff. That'd just be awesome.
Yeah. Or somebody like Plasticon do a custom of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
Plasticon actually, exclusive, man.
Early
you're
on,
missing
when we were sitting around
talking,
I was thinking, I am waiting for somebody to purchase two of these and make one of these a Cheetor. That's going to probably end up happening, because you're going to have, and somebody will probably make maybe Ultra Mammoth out of Tuskor. Or Big Convoy. Somebody's going to end up doing that probably. They're going to probably
special request. Sorry about the flicking you. It wasn't flicking you off. That was my request. We got a birthday shout out request in the comments, and a friend of mine texted me that's watching. He said, if you're paying attention, flick me off. And I have no issue with that, man. So what's up, James White? Good cat to know. He's a customizer as well. Maybe he could hook you up with some G2 stuff, since you won't just do it yourself.
I tend to do a lot of that myself.
But you know what? Right now, all you're doing is like, somebody do it for me, man. Somebody's got to do it for me. I can't do it.
My whole thing is, once I get hold of all these later on, if I find out that, you know, somebody decides to start selling these things off fairly cheap, then I might go in on a second set to do that. But if not, and I see that fans' projects, like, oh, look, we're going to re-release them in a different color that's very G2-ish, why not just buy the G2-ish sound and bother painting them? So, but then again, I kind of like seeing everybody. I like customs, but there's times it's awesome when a company actually listens to their trying to cater to, because there's a lot of times that they release stuff and it's like, oh, well, why couldn't they have done this? And later on, sometimes you see that come out that was like requested, and sometimes you don't hear anything about it, and it's like, oh, well, that was only like a couple people that wanted that. And then it's just how it goes. I mean, you've got kind of like that that Megatron that came out with the Nike shoes, you know. That's like a really, really weird thing. But there's going to be some people out there that's going to be like, oh my God, I've got to have that. Because you got to have every Megatron there is, because you're a Megatron collector.
Yeah, you got all the sneakerheads. And, you know, they're used to paying a hell of a lot more than that for some shoes.
Right.
So that's, you know, if they limited that correctly, I mean, that's a pretty slick toy. It's just kind of weird.
But they have they have a set where you're supposed to be able to buy. It's like an exclusive set where you get all three pair of those specialized sneakers, and you get the robot. You get all of it together. So, I think it's kind of cool, but to me, I can see a lot of people, it's like, you know, complete Nike geek that just collects every Nike thing there is, and they don't really care about the toys, whether they throw it on eBay or God knows what, you know.
Yeah.
Now, let's get back on topic here, our holiday wish list. But, well, one more off topic. I noticed Natsume Ryu mentioned that Guard Convoy's birthday is tomorrow. So big shout out to TFYLP member Guard Convoy. Happy birthday, man. But your holiday wish list, you mentioned the other three Glacial Bots. What else were you talking about?
I have also got this on my wish list. This has been on my wish list for ages. Ooh. Because I need this. I need this thing. I know that they got a Kabaya version that's coming out, which was kind of funny because the pictures I saw on TFW 2005 for the Overlord, he's fairly large, but I don't think it doesn't really scratch the itch for me, because I really want an actual Overlord, because
I've had Overlord everything before. Else,
like, I want that thing because it's phenomenal. It's huge.
I've had Overlord before. He is well worth the money. He is a badass vehicle and robot. I mean, and the double Power Master gimmick. Yeah, he totally works. I love that figure.
Yeah, the cool thing is, though, I looked at that and I'm like, this thing's been on my wish list for like a while, because it's one of the hardest to get hold of, because I tend to collect a lot of city bots, and that's one of these city bots that I need to get hold of. I mean, I've got Metro Titan, I've got Grandis, which are two extremely hard ones to get anyway, but he is really difficult to try to find complete anywhere. I mean, I don't necessarily want to get at least, I would like to have the box, but if I can't get the box, I'll go with the loose one. But I really, you know, because I'm not against, you know, the companies coming out with, like, you know, with Encore, what they did with Fort Max. I'm like, why not start going through and just redo all the city bots? I mean, Fort Max is still on, you know, the sites and still selling, but give it like a year and a half, they're going to be completely gone out of market. So that's going to just shoot right back up in price. So this guy has never gotten a reissue, and he's insane. I mean, this one that I just showed you a picture of, this one goes for like $2,000. I'm like, what?
Really? Wow. That much mint in box now?
Yes.
Wow.
It's shot up in price, dude. I have not seen one that comes with box for less than $1,000. It goes 1,000 up. And ones that are loose are normally somewhere around 300 to 400 a piece, and sometimes they're missing parts at that point. And it's pretty difficult, you know. It's one of those things that it's on my major wish list, but it's one of those things that I've really been after. Trying to think of what other ones. I know that the problem is I've got so many robots. I'm like, I don't know which ones that I don't need. I mean,
that's my problem. I got space is a premium for me, so
right. But I mean, like I said, a lot of my stuff is Generation 1 based, and this really scratched the itch for me when I got these in. I was like, wow, I was just blown away by those things. But I know he's not necessarily Transformer, but another one that I'm actually after is the old Matchbox version of Diruger. If you guys know what Diruger is...
He lost the wage.
Oh. What happened to him?
I don't know. He dropped off.
Probably didn't want to hear about...
That's okay, because you just gained an insane Galvatron.
Oh.
Oh, God.
You probably...
He's the culprit. It's his fault. I blame him. It's his fault.
Yes.
Well, actually, you know, I hadn't talked to my wife in 2 days. She's had a lot going on in Pittsburgh, and I've been working a lot. You know, I worked really late yesterday. So I didn't get a chance to talk to her yesterday, and then she just called tonight after I called her earlier a couple hours ago. She just called back. It's like, you don't talk to her 2 days, you have to take the call, and you don't just rush the phone call. So
right.
Some things are more important than podcasting.
No, toys are more important. So.
No.
All right, going back to one of the other ones that's on my wish list, it's definitely a Diruger. This guy's awesome. I've really been wanting one of these because I have the Voltron, the reissue Voltron they did, like, I want to say it was like 2001, 2002. It was done by Trendmasters, and it's basically identical to the original. But I want to get one of these. They have never done, like, a reissue of this guy. I do know that they came up with like a masterpiece version of him, but I've also done a lot of research into it. It's very expensive, but it's one of those ones that is more or less a pass because of the way it is designed. There's a lot of flaws in the masterpiece one that makes me not want to get it. But these guys are awesome because, you know, that thing breaks down into, was it 14 vehicles, I believe? And then the 14 vehicles can actually form into different things. You can take, like, you have like an aerial force, a ground force, and a sea force. And that's what's really cool about it is you have ways to combine these things together, and other than a bolt, other than a gigantic robot, you can build small little forces.
So, that reminds me of a skit on Robot Chicken I saw once, where it's you know, the guys from like a battle station was being attacked, and they're calling for help. And I think it might have been like Voltron or something, but instead of just being like four or five parts, there was like a whole bunch. And they're like went through their big long merging sequence, you know, dun dun dun. They're like real slow locking all together. When they get done, it's just this garbled, jangled up mess of nothing. Like, okay, let's start over and try again. And all the while, the battle stations are getting destroyed. People are dead.
I just got a text from Swage66. His laptop took a big crap. He'll be back as soon as he can. So,
oh, jeez.
Yeah. His laptop seized up on him, so. But
that sucks.
Go on.
Another one. And I know these are probably more or less holy grails for some people. But
ah, there he is.
Oh wait, he's back.
A wild Swage appears. I choose you, Whirl.
Let's see here.
Of course, all the while he's muted. Oh, there he goes.
Did he fix it?
I think so. I heard something there a minute ago. Hello, is this thing on?
Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah. Long
Okay, let's continue on. He'll begin to speak as soon as he can.
Yeah.
Hello.
This thing is telling me I'm muted.
We can hear you.
My computer basically just had a seizure or stroke. Like, it literally went Skynet. It was just like blue screen, Windows has to shut down because the world is ending, and then it just shut off.
Out of nowhere. Blue screen of death in a really long time.
It was pretty awesome.
I don't have them at all. I'm on a Mac.
Yeah.
The last time I saw Blue Screen of Death, it was on my old desktop PC that was running Windows 98.
The one that had all the porn on it?
Yes.
And that's why you failed.
So are we still on, or what's going on?
Yeah, we're still on.
Okay.
We're just wondering what was going on with you.
Plasticon is looking for something right now.
Yeah, I found some images. The other one would be a Fire Guts Convoy. That is definitely on my list. Mainly because I already have the Japanese version with the God Bomber, and I've got the United States release version of regular Power Master Prime. I do want the one that Insane Galvatron showed a little while back. I do want him, but I want a Fire Guts more, actually.
I think I wanted this more than Fire Guts. I don't know why. The bright orange thing just doesn't appeal to me.
I think what it is, it's because I've seen that one more on the aftermarket than a Fire Guts. I mean, because there's a lot of people that, you know, Fire Guts is freaking awesome.
I like the Fire Guts.
Yeah, I don't hate it. It's just not the preference over the Nucleon Quest. So I'm glad the Nucleon Quest is more easily available.
Yeah, he's definitely really cool, and I love this picture. This picture's awesome. It's like they just literally just swapped everything. It just looks freaking cool that you're able to swap everything out, and this is what Transformers are about, guys. I mean, buy these things. That's why they call 5mm peg ports and stuff. I mean, that's why you buy them. I like the idea that, you know, you can just take, you know, oh, I don't have the real gun to this guy, but oh, I got two of this gun, so I can just take this gun and stick it in his hand, and there you go, he's got a weapon, you know. It's one of those things. That's what I love about these things, and that's what I love about Scramble City.
Oh yeah.
I still hate that I missed out on those guys the first pre-order for the first two.
Oh, they're awesome.
I did get my pre-order in for the other three. Because I got a letter back from Fans Project Core telling me that they were going to try to put up more orders after the first of the year. So I'll have a chance to grab those two again.
Oh, so they are going to do a second run of them?
They said they don't know about a whole second run, but hold on, keep talking. I'll pull up the email and read you exactly what they said. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
Continue on.
Well, we do need to kind of rush things along here a little bit more because we've only got about 30 minutes left.
This is kind of my fault because I really wasn't completely prepared, but this is also another one that I want.
Oh.
This is Shockwave. I don't have a Shockwave. I do have Megatron, and I've actually made a deal with somebody else, and I'm able to get hold of two Brownings off of him. One's a red one, one's a blue one. So this will be the one robot that I'm going to need in order to pretty much complete my transforming gun line, as far as I'm concerned, because I love these. I do want to get into the GoBot ones, which there's a lot of those that are out there that are like cap guns, which are freaking awesome, but this guy here is definitely one of the other ones that's on my list.
Oh, it's definitely an awesome toy. Shockwave's always been one of my favorite characters, toy-wise and in the media.
Right.
So
it's kind of depressing hearing about that clear version of the what was it, almost like a masterpiece version, that they just completely scrapped the entire thing and got rid of all of them.
And I happen to know somebody that has one, and I've had one in my light box. So yeah.
You should have been like, dude, just let me buy it off you.
Oh, you should have seen me whenever I was done with the photo shoot. I kind of took it and I kind of went like this and I started sneaking off. He goes, hey.
My question is, why did they scrap that entire line? What was up?
From what I understand, Fans Toys wants to maintain a quality level, and the translucent plastic would not hold up to the same as the ABS plastic that they used on the regular
release. It doesn't have the flexibility.
Yes, it doesn't have the flexibility, and it would more easily break. And while, you know, if you're careful with it, it may never break, but for the few that does, they just didn't want their company to have a bad reputation of putting out a product that would eventually break if you just transforming it. And it was very likely to do that with the transparent plastic.
Makes absolute complete sense. I mean, look at Impossible Toys when, you know, they released that RC. Mm-hmm. I think that was almost a nail in the coffin for them until, you know, they released that, that Arclon or the alligator body.
Oh, yeah, alligator con.
The alligator con. I actually want to get one of those. I've seen pictures of, like, people doing. Give me one. Just kidding.
No, I
got you, dude.
Alligator.
I got you, bro.
Because I troop it.
Dude, I like everything along, man.
I like it because it's very G1. And I've seen pictures of it next to, like, you know.
I have three Sharktacons.
Okay, I got a question for you.
And I got three Sturges.
Are you planning on getting that three pack Sharktacon set that came out?
Probably not, because I'm mostly focusing on G1 for the time being. I don't really collect classics anymore. I have G1 and Masterpiece. I may pick them up if I decide to put them on a Masterpiece shelf, but otherwise I have no reason to get them.
I think they're pretty cool. I thought about getting them just for my Generations line here, so that way they got some Sharktacons.
I like the fact that they have different colored chests and different heads, too.
That is a big selling point for me, because it's like, look, at least they didn't just clone one or just clone all three and then just, you know, put one specific head or just change the color or maybe put a specific head on one and then leave the other two alone. At least they
did. That's what I don't like about my G1 Junkions, because they only really made one. They all have the same head, so I got Retgar riding Retgar. I actually modified a Retgar so his legs would bend the right way to sit down, and I have him sitting on top of the other Retgar in motorcycle mode. That's how they're on my display.
But that kind of goes into that whole tease picture they had on the back of Tuskar. If you look, there's a robot riding a motorcycle. And some people said something about Fans Project should be probably releasing a version that's similar to that, which when I was looking at it, I was thinking that's almost Brave Series kind of thing, the way it looked to me. Let me see if I can find that picture and draw it up.
Yeah, I don't have Tuskar. I do have that email, though, pulled up if you guys want me to read it real quick.
Sure.
I sent them a message. I said, hey, can you tell me if you'll be selling Tail Club and Fangrow again? I was waiting to order all five at once, and the first two are sold out. Please tell me you're either doing a second run or will increase this run. They responded with, sorry for the late response. We were trying to get a definitive answer on this, and it seems as though manufacturer is speculating there will be a run of Tail Club and Fangrow again in the new year. At that time, there may also be an option to purchase the set. Although I'm told the set may cost more and will be a later shipping date than ordering the first two on their own.
Ooh, wow.
This is an extremely busy production time, and scheduling is tough, so dates are not 100% confirmed yet. We will let all members know when this will happen. So they're saying there's going to be another run of the first two again in the new year, just not exactly sure when.
Yeah, Chinese New Year, I believe, is around late January, early February, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I know factories shut down. Yeah.
Your factory's real busy this time of year trying to get the stuff completed and shipped to the U.S. in time for Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's the picture of the card box. If you look over here on the back of the gigantic unknown lumbering combiner here, which is awesome, you see a guy on a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is a hint toward we're going to possibly maybe get Junkions. It does look kind of, like I said, Brave-ish. For you Brave Series collectors out there.
Dude on bike.
It says dude on bike. I mean, somebody went through and like, well, that's Smart Robin, obviously. Then you've got the Shadow Commander up here. Shadow Scythe. There's also your Werewolf. They have a Skull Cruncher in here, too. And they have a Glacial Bot here that's assembled from the lot along with these. But you've also got this unknown combiner with a detached leg and the legs down here.
I don't think his leg is detached. I just don't think it's visible in that.
Yeah, I think the knee's bent a little, so it's kind of blocked by the other leg. Yeah.
What is this down here, then? Because that sure as heck looks like a vehicle.
It looks like a big penis sticking up with two little round things on the end of it. But yeah.
Well, no, ooh, not that.
Ooh, where?
Where?
The balls
yeah,
are
I mean, you see what I'm getting at here. I mean, there's some stuff here that's been released in here, but there's some stuff that has not. And I'm curious what this thing here is going to be, because like I said, that to me looks like a possibility of us
getting almost,
like a large city.
That looks like a Technobot Lightspeed there on the left. And
well, I remember somebody in the Glacial Bot thread on TFW, somebody that I guess knows some of the Fans Project guys, was saying they were glad that these things were so well liked and they went over so well, and said, because it said if you like these, you're going to love what they do next. So I think this Retro Future line, they've got more stuff planned, and that's probably those two combiners are a sneak peek.
Well, from what I heard, because I watch P-Hog a lot, P-Hog on his last, I believe it was his last review he did of the Razor Spike that came out, he hinted and said, well, there's a whole lot of the, there's a line coming out pretty soon if you guys are absolutely like fans of this stuff. So I really can see them possibly doing this, because I mean, this is just going to be awesome.
I have to say though,
a whole line like this.
I have to say though, even though they are a good value at $30, if they're going to do mass release of these guys, like ship them to online stores, they need to have a lower price on them. If I'm going to go like third party line, you know, limited run third party combiners, you know, like these guys, the only way to get them is through fansprojectcore.com, and you know, they sell out rather quickly, and apparently, you know, they're not going to be that many runs of them, so I can kind of understand the higher price. But if you're going to have like a mass release, you know, like TF Source and Captured Prey and BBTS, all these online stores are going to have them, it would be nice to have them a little bit cheaper, say even $19.99 a piece.
Well, I think selling them directly through Fans Project Core is how they get a lower price, because they're essentially selling it to us for wholesale. You know, because with third-party stuff, these are relatively limited production in the quantity that they make. You know, it's no more. I don't think they produce more of these than say they would their Minasaur that they're making.
Actually, I'm of the inclination that they produce less.
Yeah, so also brings production costs are higher. So I think that's why they went through Fans Project Core, because if they sold it to, say, they've got to sell them for $30 a piece. Well, if they sold those to BBTS for $30, BBTS would mark them up like $50 for the Lenums. And they would have a hard time getting that for them because of their size. So I think they went through Fans Project Core to keep the price down. And if they do a whole line, it'll probably be the same way. It'll come out on the core so that we get them cheaper.
Exactly. And, I mean, I honestly, I think what it is Fans Project is honestly trying to use their website from now on to have people go to the website to buy stuff and completely bypass everything else, which to me, I think that's better if you do it that way, especially if you're just going to just sell everything directly out of house. Because when you, like you were saying, when you take a product and you sell it to somebody else to have them sell it, well, they're going to want to make profit off of it. And that's how it works. It's the same thing if you have these guys that are customizers. They go buy the retail toy, and they customize it, then turn back around and jack up the price because they customized it. You know, it's kind of the same way, because they want to get money off of it. So I think it's better if they do it just straight through Fans Project
Core. Well, even if they do it through Fans Project Core and they do an even more more of a production run, you know, like run like twice or three times as many as they do of these guys, you know, just get the cost down, you know, per figure.
I think the number of people who are going to go to Fans Project Core is a lot smaller than what's going to visit a site as big as, like, say, BBTS. They get a lot of traffic through there. I've seen items that grow stale on other websites. All of a sudden, BBTS starts carrying them, and they move a couple hundred units after they stop selling everywhere else.
I think
they could sell more. If they wanted to produce a higher production number to get the cost down, selling BBTS a little cheaper, I think they could move a lot more to justify the higher production run.
Well, I mean, think about this. When Fans Project first released a lot of their robots and stuff, they had to do it straight through their website because they didn't know what the market was going to be like, especially when they did that the expansion set for that Bruticus. they didn't go dump it to everybody. You know, they went to TF sources like, okay, here, see what you can do with it. But they tried to localize it just straight from them. And when they did that, they didn't get a large base, but they got a large enough base that way they could see how their product would do. Instead of like, oh, I'm going to make a ton of robots, I'm going to sell them all off, and I'm going to make a ton of money just through everybody else. And sometimes that's not usually the best approach, especially if you care about the people you're trying to sell these to. Because, I mean, from what I hear, there's customer service is, like, phenomenal. So, I mean, these guys actually care about what they're doing. I mean, these are good robots, and you guys have seen all the Fans Project stuff that's come out. I haven't seen anybody really complain at all about Fans Project that much at all, really.
So I'll say that I have three different email addresses registered on Fans Project Core, and I have never once received any notifications or emails. That's my only issue. I mean, I have two.
Yeah, it would be nice to get an email saying, oh, hey, these, you know, Glacial Bots are going to go up for order.
Yeah,
especially when they say, we mailed out a subscription letter, or we mailed out a newsletter, or... Yeah,
well,
they advertise that when you sign up, you're going to get information.
I got a question for you, and we have went way off topic here. We really need to get back to holiday here. But a real quick question: I know you've got an Android phone. Do you receive whenever you receive emails from Fans Project? Are your emails blank? I mean, because I know whenever I receive them on my phone, my emails are blank. But whenever I look at them on my computer, I can actually see the text. But for some reason...
That happens to me with TF Source. I think it's because of the format of the email. You know, like it's HTML or something.
Well, I mean, I can pull up HTML emails and other kinds, unless there's Flash in it. If it's Flash, then obviously I can't do it on Android. But
it could be Flash then. I don't know. I have a Windows phone, so I don't have any.
But the thing, is that in the email is just text. It's weird, but anyway.
Yeah, I've only had that problem with TF Source.
Yeah. Plasticon, were you finished with your wish list?
Oh yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Swage, what about you?
All right, I got. For the Christmas wish list, I got Terminus Hexatron, the Retro Iron Paw, basically any of the new Masterpiece stuff, just because, you know, you can't go wrong with the Masterpiece. If you actually get one with decent paint on it, you hear me, Takara? I'm taking your crap. And then also the third-party Swoop, I'm not even going to attempt to enunciate correctly because that just looks crazy. Kalis, is that it? Really? Kalis?
Seelis? Kalis? Something like that.
Seelis.
I missed an announcement somewhere. I knew the Slag, but I hadn't heard of the Swoop.
Yeah, I've heard of both. It's that, and honestly, I would like the fan. Or I'm sorry. I'd like the X-Transbots kits, but I am not paying more than $15 for that crap. It's like three little plastic pieces. $50 is ridiculous for that. I mean, you could buy the whole damn combiner for $50. I'm not paying $50 for that. So Christmas, yeah. I take it, or it won't happen. Never, ever.
It's the Planet X PX-02 Kalis. It's $75 captured prey, and is currently sold out. The pre-order is sold out.
I never saw the new store.
Yeah, the Swoop. Yeah, $75. But...
That is. I mean, it does look awesome, though.
I mean, the thing, the gimmick about that whole X-Transbot expansion thing is those bits combine together to make a trailer that plugs on the Onslaught. So I think it's kind of cool that they don't just sit aside during, you know, vehicle mode, or you can even plug on to the individual robots when they're in that mode. So I can kind of see where the
price but it's all about the combiner, man. Like, I see what you're saying, but it's like, it's for a combiner, and you're talking about a set that doesn't advance that much, and it's exactly the same price as if you went to Walmart and bought the actual figures for. I think that's a little, you know, I mean, hell, the Fans Project Munition Explorer, those were like originally retailed at like $50, and you actually got a figure and combiner parts.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think they missed the mark on the price point on that. I mean, I could be wrong, and they could sell 5 billion of them. But I know personally, I'd absolutely take it as a Christmas present. But you are not getting $50 out of it for that. I could buy some seriously slick G1 cassette variants for that kind of money.
So, I just tweeted a link on our TFYLP account on Twitter. It's a link to the Planet X Celus,
or however. Yeah, I found it. I'm looking at it.
But for those of you who are wondering about it, and if you're listening to the downloadable version, you can go to Twitter and scroll down and find a link to the Planet X PX02. It's the same people that made the Omega Supreme, third-party Omega Supreme.
Aren't they also the ones that are making that Masterpiece Huffer and pipes?
Planet X?
No, that's X-Transboss. Never mind.
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah, funny thing is that Omega Supreme you're talking about, the Project Genesis, that thing, the only place I've seen it's still for sale was BBTS, and they still have some.
I believe it's still in stock at Capture Bay.
Yeah, it
Bray.
Is. Is it?
I believe so. I know he got a restock of them here recently.
I still want one of those things. I need one, so it just towers, you know, slightly above all my Bruticus.
let's see here. You got. No, he just sold out. He had it for $355, but yeah, I know the other day when I was over there doing some photos for him, he still had a couple, but apparently they're sold out. So Swage, does that round out your list for the holiday wish list?
Yeah, as far as new stuff, definitely. You know, obviously, if we're talking Christmas presents, you know, I could come up with 4,000 other things.
Oh yes,
but I'm sticking to Terminus Hexatron because he looks pretty dope. I've got to go with Iron Paw with the retro packaging and the paint apps to actually, you know, complete the ripoff of G1 Steeljaw. Instead of just beating around the bush with it, they just basically steal the whole design. Really hoping they address the weapon issues on that one, but then the swoop, and I'd take the Bruticus upgrade too, and also Motormaster, the Fans Project Motormaster Diesel, because I do have the other four just chilling, and I hope Capture Prey gets Smart Robin sometime. I'm waiting on that one now. I got my Chaos Paladin, so hopefully that one will come in pretty soon too, so I can match everything up with every other FP item I got sitting here. So,
Maya.
That's what I got. I got my list. Boom. See that? Quick, efficient. Get on it.
my list, I did have 10 down here, but I'm going to pare it down to 5 just for time's sake. And my list, as you would expect, is rather third-party heavy. But my number one, it's been out for a while, but it's still out there, and it's my holy grail, Fortress Maximus. I would love to have that. Second, Diesel, Fans Project Diesel, simply because I am really itching to finish that the Intimidator, and of course, Mastermind Creations Hexatron. Now that I've had Bovis in my hand and actually felt the quality of a Mastermind Creation, because that was the first MMC toy that I'd ever purchased, and the quality, aside from the gearing and the elbow that kind of spooches easy, it's still a really, really quality toy, and that makes me want Hexatron even more. And I'm going to go ahead and throw in another official toy is Generations Waspinator. Has been showing up on the West Coast in Walmart stores, and I really want that toy. I'm not as huge of a Beast Wars era fan as, say, Sideburn 2, who I believe he's not going to be able to make it tonight, but if he was on here, I know he would be gushing about Waspinator.
And Rhinox. He would want Rhinox, too.
Well, Rhinox, but I don't think Rhinox has actually been spotted in the U.S. yet. Goldfire...
People have been getting their shipping notices from ordering from Hasbro Toy Shop.
Oh, okay. Well, but Goldfire... I want it more than Bumblebee because it's just more than just Bumblebee. And I want to give that mold a try. And, of course, Skids. Generation Skids. I'd love to have that. But as far as my Christmas list, my number one would be Fort Max. And then if he's out before Christmas, which I believe he will be hitting around Christmas time, will be Diesel. And then if I had to squeeze one more in there, and this one here, I haven't even really priced him that much. I know he's around $160, but I mean, going out and actively trying to hunt one would be the Make Toys Hypernova. That thing just looks absolutely gorgeous. But that's my holiday wish list, though. And St. Galvatron, what about yours?
Mine's really not that long because I've actually been pretty good about
that's what she said.
My list isn't that long. I've actually been pretty good about securing those things I want. It's just so I'm just trying to name some things that are coming out in December. A couple things have been out for a while, but they're still in my pile of loot, so I'm still wanting them. The first one being Generations Metroplex. I saw yours over your house. I'm just that's an awesome toy. I can't wait to get it in hand. And so it's going to be something I get around Christmas. Even though I've already secured it, it's in the pile of loot. And just recently added to the pile of loot with him was the Masterpiece Starscream, the Takar reissue with the cape and the crown. I'm really looking forward to that with the new mold and next to the cape and the crown. I need a Masterpiece Starscream. And the other two, one of them I know is not going to happen before Christmas, is the Glacial Lord. That's one of my most wanted items because, like I said, I missed out on the first two. So I'm not going to get the whole combiner, but maybe the other three are not too far behind. They may show up by Christmas. Maybe.
I suspect that they will be shipping within the next week or two.
Yeah, so I'll get 3/5 of it anyway, hopefully by Christmas. So that's on my want list because I'm hoping they come out by the end. And then the other one, which is the thing that is holding up my pile of loot, is the Fans Project Diesel. That's what I'm most looking forward to because as soon as he hits, I'm hitting ship my loot. So hopefully I get the whole big box by Christmas.
And your wife is going to go, oh, my God.
Most of it's been paid for store credit, though, so she won't mind.
Well, unless you guys have anything further to add to the show, I'll give you an opportunity now if you speak now or forever hold your peace.
Oh, I was asking from the beginning, Ernie, how's my wallet? So I will just give mine real quick. My wallet actually did not say ouch because I didn't buy anything. Since last time, no
That's
toys.
That's unusual. Well, mine were these pre-orders, and then that one MicroMaster. So, but this MicroMaster, I love this guy. He is so awesome. I didn't know he's a Decepticon.
Yeah, that's what's funny is it's kind of hard to tell which ones are Decepticons and which ones are actual Autobots.
Yeah, because MicroMasters don't have faction symbols. That was probably one of my biggest gripes against them.
Have you seen the Suntory Boss promo Kraydon? It looks just like that. Suntory Boss is like a coffee company or something over in Asia, and they actually have little, almost like SCF little PVC figures.
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole line, and there's a couple really rare ones, and one of them is Kraydon or Kraydon or something like that. But actually, when I saw the picture. That's what I thought it was at first, but the coloring is different. You can check those out. Usually there's a guy named Green Slime on eBay. He's over China or Japan, but he's got a bunch of them. But those things are not cheap. When he first started listing those Suntories, yeah. Are relatively inexpensive, but now he noticed the market. You're looking $20 to $30 a piece for some of them, but you're going to be one of the handful of people in the United States that actually has one. I know I've had a couple Sound Waves, Shock Waves. I actually still have some in storage. They have metallic ones. If you're into PVC stuff, SCF, Heroes of Cybertron, definitely look those up. And also Green Slime, I don't know him, but I've never had a problem with him. A good seller.
Yeah,
just a thought. Just a thought.
It is a thought. Well, I believe I'll wrap it up this week for TFYLP, episode number 72. A reminder that we are going to a twice-a-week schedule, so we'll be broadcasting next Tuesday night at 8 p.m., and again next Friday night at 8 p.m., and we're going to try to start our shows right at 8 p.m. Eastern from now on for more ease of use for our listeners. I know right now we're just at an hour and a half, which is where we're wanting to keep our episode length. The shows on Tuesday and Friday will typically have different subjects. Like tonight, we're talking about holiday wish lists. We may touch on that on Tuesday with the different cast, but we're looking to have a totally different discussion topic with each show to keep it nice and fresh for all of our listeners. Again, a reminder, subscribe to the YouTube channel, post on Facebook or join our Facebook group rather, and also share us in your signature or on a social media website in a way that we can verify that you have done so, and you are eligible to win a KFC Justice Iron Paw mint seal box provided to us by CapturedPrey.com, and we will select one lucky winner. Yeah,
there it is.
One lucky winner. One lucky winner. Whenever we reach 100 YouTube subscribers, we're going to go back and pick one YouTube subscriber and verify that he's joined our Facebook group and also shared us in a signature or a social media website. If you have not done one of those steps, then you are automatically ineligible. So it is very important that you do so. I mean, if you count shipping, you're getting a toy that's about $30 in value. So don't want to miss out on that. But we thank you for joining us this week on Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, Plasticon, Suede 66, Insane Galvatron, and the absent Sideburn 2. We, like I said at the top of the show, he had some personal things he was celebrating tonight. So our thoughts go to him and congratulations to him as well. And what's that you're holding up there?
Plasticon? That is my custom headmaster for my Star Saber.
Oh,
or
nice.
Brainmaster.
Very nice. But thank you guys for joining us, and we will see you next week on TFYLP next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. I am Weird Wolf. See you next time.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.